the rest of the story. Chances are you would be distressed at the sight of an exposed female breast on primetime commercial television. So liberated as we have become regarding some things and other things, we remain virtually unchanged from century to century. In the winter of 1843, approaching midway through the Victorian age, a mostly naked, entirely topless statue was unveiled. The unveiling was quite an occasion. There was a brass band, prominent speakers, the city's most important citizens turned out, but few knew what lay beneath the opaque drapery until the rope was ceremoniously yanked. The drapery was lifted to reveal this provocatively fashioned hunk of marble. Gasps of horror and astonishment were followed by interminable moments of stunned silence and then nervous giggling followed by silence again. Who had had the nerve to approve such a thing, the indignant spectators demanded? Well, this is the rest of the story. It was the United States Congress which had approved it, even paid for it. You see, the suggestive, scantily clothed marble figure was unveiled in February 1843 in Washington, D.C., in the Capitol Rotunda itself. The fledgling United States of America was getting a dose of old world culture for which it was not all that prepared. Sounded like such a good idea 11 years previous. Congress had concurred that a nice big European-style statue would look most attractive in the Capitol Rotunda, so they appropriated $5,000 for the project. The commission was awarded to one Horatio Greenough, a sophisticated Massachusetts-born sculptor then living and sculpting in Florence, Italy. The statue, completed, weighed about 20 tons, which made transportation unusually difficult. Its weight actually sank one ship. Its crate was so big it could not even squeeze through a railroad tunnel. And then at the end of its journey, somebody realized not even the doors of the Capitol Rotunda were large enough to let it through. So the Capitol's doors had to be made larger, and the Capitol floors had to be made stronger. And at long last, in the presence of congressmen and senators and the president himself, with the Speaker of the House speaking and the Navy band blaring, the topless marble figure was unveiled and the whole country turned upside down. Senators threatened to demolish the statue until learning that the government could not legally destroy its own works of art. Next, the House of Representatives plotted its removal from the Capitol building. But when they eventually got it outside, the public protested its highly visible indecency. Especially parents were concerned over the nakedness to which their children were now so readily exposed. In fact, it was not until many years later when the statue was carted off to the cellar of the Smithsonian Institution that everybody was finally happy. And it has been only during recent years that the Smithsonian has exhibited that once controversial capital offense, that mostly nude marble figure with the familiar face, that towel-clad, sandal-footed, scandal-ridden, ancient Greek likeness of the topless George Washington. And now you know the rest of the story.